It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, good morning, everybody, from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska, back here for the start of the final day of the Nebraska Boys State Basketball Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and MSC Sports Network. Today, the Johnson-Brock Eagles will go for their third consecutive state title in Class D1, and they'll take on the Jaguars from Howell's Dodge. They're 24-5 on the year. Johnson-Brock comes in 28-1 and the number one seed in this tournament. Randy Gatula, should be an entertaining game this morning.
Well, John, so far it's been a tournament of slow starts for the Johnson-Brock Eagles. They got off to a slow start again yesterday. They fell behind by 7, 11-4. Ended up being able to tie things up by halftime at 18. But, oh, John, what a third quarter. 18-2. They just kind of blew it open there, and after that, it was no contest.
No, they played well in that second quarter. They played well in the second half of both of their games so far. Johnson-Brock is outscoring their opponents in the first two games of the tournament on an average of 63-34. We'll see if that can continue here today. You would think not in the championship it would be that wide a margin, but then again, you never know. The Eagles got here early, so did we. Had a chance to visit with Coach Lucas Dollinghouse about today's championship ballgame. You'll hear from the coach of the Johnson-Brock Eagles after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and MSC Sports App.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dense Country Meats in Table Rock. Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to our pregame show on this Saturday morning. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse, the Johnson-Brock Eagles, joined us. Coach, congratulations. We talk to the schools that get to the state tournament on, and we say first thing you want to never do is take going to the state tournament for granted. I'm sure you don't. I'm sure the kids don't. Fans expect it now with the run you guys have been on, but it's just a tremendous effort to get here and back in the championship game for a third straight year.
Yeah, you know, who could have dreamed that we'd be here three straight years? You know, when these kids started together in third and fourth grade and were playing all those tournaments and all those games, all those Saturday and Sunday mornings that we would get up and drive to Lincoln or Omaha or Kansas City, you never could have imagined you would get to this point. And, you don't want to take it for granted. There was a lot of hard work that went into that, weekends in the gym, evenings in the gym, just a lot of time. And, you know, I think sometimes people don't realize the work that it takes, but it was good, and it's been good to see this pay off for these kids.
Well, we'll get this out of the way now. You say goodbye to seniors every year. You've got a bunch of good seniors. These are really good seniors. And today is the last day that you officially, as a high school coach, get to teach the and coach those two twins. I think their name is Dollinghouse.
Yeah, you know, it's really bittersweet. You know, really, as we got closer to the arena this morning, it really hit that, you know, this is it. This is our last bus ride together. This is, you know, our last game together. And, you know, you really think, and this is almost like a movie in a sense that you never could have imagined it would be like this. I know, you know, all the years that we coached, you know, coached them, and thinking about, man, it'd be nice to make one state tournament, just to be on that stage, and here we are going for a third straight state title. You never could have imagined that, and it's been a fun ride, and with all these boys, I just... it'll be an emotional day for sure.
All right, now nuts and bolts. Yesterday, big win. It was we talked about a slow start during the pregame yesterday, and it wasn't a great start. Down 7 early, halftime tied, and boy, the kids came out and got fired in that third quarter, and the game was over.
Yeah, you know, at halftime, one of the things we talked about was, you know, when your shots aren't falling, you've got to be good defensively. And I think we've hung our hat on defense for really the last 3 years. And, you know, as I told them, as poorly as we shot, we only allowed 18 points, and we're still in this game, and we're still fine. And we come out in the third quarter, and I think it was 18-2. We allowed 2 points that whole quarter, and that really propelled us. Our offense got going. You know, McCool Junction's a great team. They had a great game plan. You know, they came out on fire early. You know, even with if we had a hand in their face, they were still making shots. Some days that's the way it goes, but we showed really the heart of a champion in the second half and pulled through.
Today, Howells Dodge comes in here as the team. I guess in our area, when we think of Howells Dodge, a lot of times we think of football. But we think, you know, we see it here in state tournament basketball quite often anymore. And we think of Howells Dodge, we think kind of a rough and tumble bunch. They've always got a bunch of big physical kids. Is that the case again?
Yeah, they're going to be physical. They like to pound the ball down low. We've been able to watch them 2 games here in the state tournament, and then we've watched a lot of film. But they know how to win. That's the big thing. They've got their tradition of football and basketball. They're winners. Get on the winning side of a scoreboard. So we're going to have our hands full. They rebound really well. They play really good defense. Obviously, we're going to have to get shots, but we're going to have to bring the intensity on the defensive end as well.
Yesterday, a little bit, it was later in the game, Cool Junction kind of got a little bit rougher, got a little more aggressive. I thought, that's really nothing you want to do against Johnson Brock, so your kids aren't afraid of that.
No, they're not. We're sometimes, you know, more aggressive on the basketball court than anywhere else. And so, you know, our kids handled their composure well and, you know, just played hard. And we knocked some free throws down when we needed to and just had a good second half.
All right, what are you telling your kids about Howells Dodge? What are the keys today?
Well, we're going to have to box them out on the boards. Obviously, rebounding, they do such a good job with that. We know they're going to be big and physical, so we're going to have to make sure, you know, we box them out. I think we can probably force them into some turnovers, so if we do get them to turn the ball over a little bit, we've got to capitalize on the other end. I thought we did a pretty good job of that against Helmut Murdoch, so I think that'll be fine. And then we've got to make sure we don't turn the ball over. You know, the first half of yesterday, I told my assistant, Ben Ideas, that we're doing some things that are uncharacteristic of our team. We're missing layups. We're turning the ball over. We're not getting into a flow on offense. Part of that was what they were doing to us, but part of that was on our own. And so we just got to go play our game, and we'll be fine.
All right, one more thing. I think you guys played here Wednesday in the Pinnacle Bank in the first round. 2 games so far to Vandy, and Williams last week and this week, they come in here. It's tough shooting early for those teams in the first game, it seems.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, hopefully that works to our advantage today, having played here once. And, you know, our kids have played the last 2 state title games. So I think the experience factor benefits us a little bit. But at the end of the day, you still have to play defense. You still got to get the ball to go through the hole. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Coach, it's been a lot of fun. Congratulations and good luck today.
Thanks, John.
We'll be back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 in the MST Sports Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa, that's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show.
Yep, get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90, no trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
A1 Cellular in Auburn is your U.S. Cellular dealer, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Stop by A1 Cellular today.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District. It's State Tournament Championship Saturday here in Lincoln. Your Johnson Brock Eagles getting set to do battle with Howells Dodge. And let's talk a little bit about the road they followed to get here. The Eagles got the win in the district final over Blue Hill. They came here to the state tournament, defeated Elmwood Murdoch soundly in the opening round, 73-32. Then they got McCool Junction yesterday, 53-36. Howells Dodge opened the tournament with a 54-40 win over Dundee County Stratton. Then they faced off with Bancroft Rosalie yesterday and won 58-41. That puts them into the championship here against the Eagles. And John, it's no secret to our listeners back in the Falls City area, there's been some power issues around the town. We understand for a time our streaming was off the air, but that has since been restored. If you're listening to us on MSCSports.net or on our MSC Radio app, obviously you know we're back on. If you tried it earlier and it wasn't there, now you're tuned to over-the-air signal, it is back up and running. I just checked it moments ago here on my phone. So welcome to all of our listeners on the MSC mobile app, MSC Radio mobile app, and on MSCSports.net. Here this morning, Class D1 Championship Basketball. The Johnson Brock Eagles playing for the state championship for a third year in a row, and this is their third straight game at 9 a.m. here in Lincoln this week.
This team has just had some tremendous success, John. As a lot of our Johnson Brock listeners are aware, they strung 56 straight wins going back two seasons with the past two state championships, and then dropped the game at Freeman. They got beat by the Freeman Falcons, and that ended a 56-game winning streak. Since then, they have won eight more, so they've started a new streak of eight. And what I can tell you is all they've done is they've won 64 out of their last 65 outings.
Yeah, they're on a real run here. Four, but never three. The goal here today, coming into this championship, and of course the seniors, they want to go out on a winning note with another title in their grasp. We'll have all the introductions come up and the starters, the non-starters, and all that stuff, and then we'll get to basketball. We'll begin with a look at the starting lineups after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Nebraska at highschoolofficials.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. It's the boys' Class D1 State Basketball Championship. Your Johnson Brock Eagles and the Howells Dodge Jaguars. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for this championship game. First of all, for Howells Dodge, they're coached by head coach Kevin Giannata. They are 24-5 on the season. They'll go with Dane Meyer. Meyer is a 5'10 junior. He averages 9.1 points per ball game. Nathan Tomschak. Tomschak is a junior at 6'2, averaging just over 11.5 points per game for the Jaguars. Carson Hurd. Hurd is senior at 6'1, 6.5 points per game. Andre Martin. Martin, 6'3 and a junior, averaging just under 11 per contest. And Hunter Luther rounds out the starting five for Howells Dodge. He is a junior at 6'2. Starting lineup for your Johnson Brock Eagles. Same group that they've been starting here recently. They're coached by Coach Lucas Dollinghouse. They are 28-1 on the... I got distracted here, John.
Break the ankle now.
Did you see that? I'll let you tell him, John, what happened.
Kevin Dollinghouse chasing down a ball that got loose under a shoot-around. Out near midcourt, he goes out and he tries to put his foot on top of it, roll it back, and kick it up to himself. And he about tripped and fell over the ball. His leg went right over the ball, and he about fell down. That's a good way to turn an ankle.
I was looking at my score sheet here ready to do starters, and all I saw out of the corner of my eye was Camden taking a loop out there.
Talk about a lasting memory.
Yeah, that would be one, wouldn't it? All right, now the starting lineup for your Johnson Brock Eagles. 28-1 on the year. They have won 64 out of their last 65 straight. They're looking for a three-peat here this morning to try and win their third straight state championship. They'll start Austin Meyer. Meyer's been the workhorse underneath, getting 9 rebounds per ballgame, averaging 7.1 points. He is a 6'4 senior. Camden Dollinghouse, a senior at 6'3, 17 points per game, 4.5 rebounds. Brody Kaler, the only non-senior in the starting lineup. Brody is a 6'4 junior, 15.6 points and 6.5 rebounds. Kaysen Dollinghouse, the other half of the Dollinghouse twins here, a senior, 6'3, 12.4 points per ball game, 3.5 rebounds. And Garrison Valley, a senior at 5'11, 4.6 points per game. Those are the starters for your Johnson Brock Eagles. And John, we're going to see Robert Gravatt at the ball game. Grady Behrens comes off the bench. Hayden Gravatt. The last couple of games, Coach Dollinghouse has not hesitated to use seven or eight ball players here on a regular basis.
No, he wants to keep everybody out of foul trouble. Just a little bit of foul trouble yesterday, not much. But both the Dollyhawks boys have tendency to pick up some early fouls, but they play well without, even when they do that, so they're used to it.
John, look at the size of this construction crew down here in the south end. Big turnout for the Johnson-Brock student section.
Sure, which order we're going to go in here as far as the pregame sub. Johnson-Brock is averaging 63 points the first two games of the tournament. Giving up 34. We're going to turn the lights out here, I think. Yep, so we're going to take another break and we'll be back at Pinnacle Bank Arena on Sunny 101.3.
Sunnyside Coffee, Teas, and Tanning in Johnson, Nebraska invites you to stop by for great coffee and unique flavors, plus boosted energy teas and breakfast items. Start your days right at Sunnyside Coffee, Teas, and Tanning. Open Monday through Saturday mornings and Tuesday through Friday after school on Main Street in Johnson, Nebraska. Experience modern eye care at Lifetime Vision Center of Auburn and Nebraska City, serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Center offers comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lenses and frames. Auburn and the surrounding communities can access the quality of vision care you deserve. Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Center has been the leader and preferred provider of vision care.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop for breakfast, pizza, daily lunch specials, and other convenience items, plus fuel and vehicle service work, and even handy hardware items. Johnson Quick Stop has been the go-to spot for Johnson area residents. Open Monday through Saturday, stop in on Main Street for whatever you or your vehicle needs are at Johnson Quick Stop.
When you raise your own meat for the table, there's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both, custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelicans can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added, Polish dogs, as well as three different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelicans Meat Processing of Johnson.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
Stop in at Johnson Grocery for convenient shopping, offering fresh produce and fresh luncheon meats and cheeses from the deli case. Call Johnson Grocery at 402-868-3145 to order a deli tray for your next event. Open 7:30 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 2 on Saturdays. That's Johnson Grocery at 201 Main Street, Johnson, Nebraska.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Sunny 101.3.
John Nixon back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. And John, this is a big day of basketball around southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. Our group of stations on the MSC radio network covering five state championships in the state of Kansas, one in Nebraska today, from five different locations in Kansas. So all the folks at MSC Radio Network getting quite a workout today. We are indeed your stations for local area high school basketball.
A lot of action. Kansas, they spread out all over the state. Even the Rockport girls are playing for third place today at 2 o'clock down in Columbia, Missouri. Congratulations to the Lady Jays this year. They've had a tremendous year and came up a little short last night in the semifinal.
John, it seems like ages ago that we went on the air with the Mound City Invitational Tournament back the first week of December. These seasons seem to get longer every year. Here we are on the 15th of March and still playing high school basketball, but what a fun ride it's been, and we've had a lot of teams that had a lot of success, both the boys and the girls teams around Southeast Nebraska. The Sacred Heart girls, our congratulations to them on winning the state championship last year, or this year rather. The Johnson Brock girls, they certainly had a season they'll be able to write home about someday and tell their kids. Wonderful year for them. What was it, 26-2, I think, something like that. They had a great year. So it's just been a lot of fun, another enjoyable basketball season, just being around all these great kids. That's what makes it a lot of fun, John.
Yeah, they just keep coming along and bringing up more and more of them. We get some good coaches, some good schools in the area, and they do things right. We go to a lot of places and we see different things, but we're pretty proud of our kids and our coaches around the area. Now they're introducing the Jaguars. Black and green.
My first memory of Howell's Dodge when they were still Howell's and separate. I think the first time I made the trip to Howell's was with Johnson Brock. We went up there to play football. That happened to be a year when they had several linemen in the 250 to 260 pound range, and I still remember all of them piling off that bus in their red jerseys there. And it looked like the Huskers had showed up, the size of those kids. And that was quite a matchup there in Howell's.
Now it's time to introduce the Johnson Brock fans, the crowd on hand here, and there's a big crowd. I don't even know who's playing next. I wonder if that team might also be dressed in red. If not, there's nobody left around Kemaha County or maybe even Johnson County.
I think those are all Johnson folks. As I look across the way, I see a lot of familiar faces. They're standing up and cheering with the introduction of the Johnson Brock starters. So this might just be, John, one of the biggest Johnson Brock crowds that I have ever seen at a state tournament. Look across there.
Is there that many people in the county?
Yeah. I always joke the last one to leave Johnson, turn off the lights, but leave the radio on. There might be, somehow I envision a lone dog sitting on Main Street listening to the radio down there. Everybody's left town.
Staring into the cone.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the old RCA ad, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, if your power's on in Johnson, Fall City might come up and listen and watch the game with you.
Yeah, our streaming was in doubt there for a little while. We had some power difficulties, and we had lost our stream over the Internet. Of course, that's the mobile app, MSC Radio, on your phone, or MSCSports.net. But we understand that has been restored, and of course we're on the air. It's Sunny 101.3, but lots of issues down in Richardson County, John. A whole string of power poles went down just east of Dawson. They were laying across the highway, and that was one of the feeds into Fall City that's created a lot of issues down there. But that has been restored, thank goodness. And we're
on the way home.
Yeah, we're all ready to go here now. So, all right, Class D1 State Championship Basketball, Johnson Brock and Howell's Dodge. And here to call your first quarter, once again, is John Nixon.
Andre Martin steps in for the Jaguars against the Johnson Brock junior Brody Kaler. But watching Martin, he looks very athletic. The Jaguars will control the tip, and Dane Meyer will bring it up the floor. They'll go right to left as we look at it here. North ends in the first half. They go into Martin with the left hand, and he quickly rolls to the hole and puts it up for the first 2 points of the ball game this morning. So we go with a 2-0 lead for the Jaguars to start. Off the left side, and now out top with it is Bowie. He looks guarded man-to-man by the Jaguars here to open the ball game. Austin Meyer goes down underneath the Camden Dollinghouse, back out top, swing it around. Kaler with it. Kaler guarded by a shorter player. That'll be an interesting matchup in there. Now they go inside Kaler in the paint. Up and good for about 8 feet away. Brody Kaler knots it up at two apiece here in the early going.
You called it, John. That shorter player is not going to be able to guard him.
Not at all. Now we come the other way. The Jaguars with the basketball. And Dane Meyer again goes inside to Martin. He's guarded by Kaler. And Kaler blocks it and comes down with the basketball as well. Taylor's having himself a big weekend. Three ball left pocket up, no good by Kaysen Dollinghouse, and Martin will grab the rebound for Howell's Dodge. They're on the run the other way in a 2-2 ball game. With the ball, Meyer works, and now he'll take the ball to the middle into Hunter Luther. They go inside again to Martin. Martin spins in the lane, goes up, and this time it's blocked by either Austin Meyer or Taylor or both, and the rebound comes down after the scramble by Austin Meyer.
That's got to be getting in Martin's head a little bit already, John.
Go the other way. Kaysen Dye now skip it over the top to Kaysen. Now back out to Taylor between the circles. Right side, Camden for three. Missed everything. Oh, there's a rarity.
Camden with a look of frustration on his face. He was right in front of our table. That one was wide left by quite a bit.
They win the ball game. You'll hear a lot about that one.
Yeah, well.
All right. 2-2. 6:10 to go. First quarter. Johnson Brock on the defense. Here come the Jaguars to the front court. Out on the right side now with the basketball. It is Meyer. He drives the free throw circle. Gives the ball off there to Luther. Luther trying to back in. Back out to Hunter. To Meyer, rather. Meyer with the ball. Standing at the top of the key off the left side again to Luther. And now they'll give the ball up for a three-point shot by the lefty. Up and good for Carson Hurd. And the lead goes back now to the Jaguars, 5-2. Johnson Brock to the front court. Kaysen Dollinghouse looks left side to Kaler. Kaler comes around the right side with the ball in the hands of Bowie. And now back to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Out top to Camden on the right side. He'll work his way toward the middle. And 12 on the shot clock. And now in the hands of Bowie again. Now Bowie looking right side. Camden Dollinghouse are going to have to get a shot off here with four on the clock. Out to the corner. Kaysen for three. Got it. Kaysen Dollinghouse with the big triple. We're tied at five here in the early going. To the front court come the Jaguars off the right side with the ball to Nathan Tomsock. They don't know how to spell sometimes up in Hal Dodger, at least to my way of thinking. Come the other way, or else they don't know how to pronounce names. It might, well, I think that's probably me. We go the other way, Meyer with it. Off the right side now again to Tomsock. He'll work the ball to the middle. Free throw line, cut off, bounce it into Martin. Martin guarded by Taylor. Missed it too strong over the top. Rebound by the Jaguars. Put back up and in there by Hunter Luther. And now it is 7-5. The Jaguars lead. To the front, Kaysen Dollinghouse off to Garrison Bowie. Now to Camden. Bowie over to Kaysen. He gets the hot hand. Look out. They look in the middle. Free throw area. Taylor makes a move. He's cut off. He'll give it to Camden. Camden drives, tried to rip the pass into the middle, and it's stolen away, and here come the Jaguars the other way. On the left side to Meyer. He'll drive. He's cut off. He needs help. He goes out top again to Hurd. Hurd will come off to Hunter on the right side. Gives the ball to Martin. Now back left side at the elbow with a Tomsock. Trying to make a move on Taylor. Martin inside, spins with the left hand, a little hook up, no good, and the rebound brought down by Kaysen Dollinghouse with his head up, looking up the floor, now to Camden. Pulls up, top of the key. Randy, they've changed the three-point line to black this week. It was white last week, if you remember. We saw some girls shoot the ball from way behind that college line. Camden moves in, and we've got a foul, a blocking foul. Dollinghouse, I know the fans behind it probably wanted to charge, but
boy, that was
a, wasn't set.
That was a late call coming, too. That's going to be charged to Carson Hurd.
No, Luther, wasn't it?
22?
Yeah, Luther.
You're right, Luther.
Hunter Luther with a foul. Got a timeout on the floor in a 7-5 ball game. Howell's Dodge with the lead. We'll take a 1-minute timeout this break and be back with the more action state tournament on Sunny 101.3 and MSD Radio Network.
Sunnyside Coffee, Teas, and Tanning in Johnson, Nebraska invites you to stop by for great coffee and unique flavors, plus boosted energy teas and breakfast items. Start your days right at Sunnyside Coffee, Teas, and Tanning. Open Monday through Saturday mornings and Tuesday through Friday after school on Main Street in Johnson, Nebraska.
Experience modern eye care at Lifetime Vision Center of Auburn and Nebraska City, serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Center offers comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lenses and frames. Auburn and the surrounding communities can access the quality of vision care you deserve. Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Center has been the leader and preferred provider of vision care.
Sunny 101.3.
Oh, John, we we know our streaming service is back up and working well. I just got a note here from Matt Prophet listening in Louisville, Kentucky. John, Matt Prophet has become one of our most loyal listeners. I think he has joined us for nearly every broadcast this season. A relative of mine down there, a young man, enjoys his basketball in Louisville, Kentucky, listening to Sunny 101.3 today on our mobile app.
Camden Dollinghouse at the free throw line for the Eagles. Ready to fire the first one up, and he got it. In 4 years at Johnson Brock, he's an 83% free throw shooter. You don't find many of those nowadays. 7-6 with that one for the tie. It's up. It's good. He got them both, and we've got our third tie of quarter number one here. 7-7, 3:15 to go. First quarter off the right side to Meyer. Lob it in, and it is tipped away. The Jaguars tried to save from going out of bounds underneath. Instead, they threw it over the top of the Johnson Brock bench into the crowd, and the Eagles get it with a chance to take their first lead of the day with a bucket here.
Hunter Luther ended up in among the Johnson Brock cheerleaders after he got rid of that one.
Well, there's worse places to be if you're a basketball player, sure. I guess. Off the right side, Bowie, he was the ball out. That was Behrens, and Kaysen for three around the rim, no good. Rebound picked off by Hunter Luther. And here come the Jaguars back up the floor. With it at the top is Tomczak. Over to the left side, Chase Luther in the ball game now. He goes to the free throw line. Kicks it back out for a long three on the way. No good by Tomczak. Rebound grabbed up by Kaysen Dollinghouse. He'll give it to Kaler. Ahead to Camden. Right side, leaves it back, and Kaysen thinks about it, fires it, got it. Nothing but string for Kaysen Dollinghouse. He's feeling it early, and the Eagles take their first lead of the day, 10-7, at the 2:25 mark of the first quarter.
Gotta love watching these Dollinghouse twins. You never know which one's going to sting you.
Fake of a three and a drive and a pass inside. A ball knocked away by Kaysen to Camden. Two on one, gives it to Kaler, up strong, too strong, and right there for the rebound and the putback is Austin Meyer. That's his specialty. Timeout on the floor. 12-7, Johnson Brock. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and MSC Radio Network.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop for breakfast, pizza, daily lunch specials, and other convenience items, plus fuel and vehicle service work, and even handy hardware items. Johnson Quick Stop has been the go-to spot for Johnson area residents. Open Monday through Saturday. Stop in on Main Street for whatever you or your vehicle needs are at Johnson Quick Stop.
Sunnyside Coffee, Teas, and Tanning in Johnson, Nebraska invites you to stop by for great coffee and unique flavors, plus boosted energy teas and breakfast items. Start your days right at Sunnyside Coffee, Teas, and Tanning. Open Monday through Saturday mornings and Tuesday through Friday after school on Main Street in Johnson, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Nathan Tomczak up to the front with the basketball. He'll give it up there for Hunter Luther. He'll go left side back to Tomczak. Bounce pass down to Martin in the paint. Turn, a little jump hook off the glass is up and good by Martin. His second hoop, and now we get a 12-9 ball game. The Eagles were up by five for a moment. Take the ball the other way. Kaysen Dollinghouse, he's guarded by Martin. He'll hand it to Camden. He'll head for the hole. It's up, and a blocking foul and a basket. Maybe a three-point play here. I haven't seen a signal yet. Yes.
Camden Dollinghouse got the bucket, and he'll be at the line for the and one.
Camden's got his first bucket of the game. That makes it 14-9.
That foul went on Hunter Luther. That's his second personal team foul, number two, on Howells Dodge.
So at the line, Camden Dollinghouse fires it up, and off the back iron, Martin grabs the rebound for the Jaguars. 5-point advantage, Johnson Brock up the floor with the basketball. Chase Luther now, he's a sophomore, off the left side to Meyer. Inside, Martin dribbled it, lost it, got it back, throws to the corner to Chase Luther. Back out to the top for three, up and good by Carson Hurd, his second triple of the morning, and it's 14-12, Johnson Brock. Kaler, front court, beyond the mark of the three-point shooting, gives the ball to Barron, Grady, out to Kaysen for it, that's Camden for three, and he's got his first triple, and now 7 points, the Eagles are up 17-12, 5-point lead again. Out top with it, Tomczak. Pass, tip, reflected. It's a 3-on-1, a 3-on-2, and all the way in goes Camden. He missed it. Taylor went up, grabbed the rim, couldn't get a hold of the ball. It bounced over the top of him. Inside low to Martin. Martin goes up, fouled by Robert Gravatt, who snuck into the ball game. Robert, that's a pretty good foul right there.
Yeah, he prevented what was probably a sure two under there. On Gravatt, his first personal. Team foul number one on Johnson Brock. Hayden Gravatt getting ready to check into the game for Johnson Brock.
I think as big as Robert is, we just saw him check in. He kind of snuck in there on me.
He's going to play a lot of basketball next year.
Andre Martin at the line. 4 points in the ball game and missed that one off the side. He'll have another one coming here.
As he misses free throws, that becomes even a wiser place to spend a foul.
Yes. Hayden Gravatt checks in now. Robert sits down for Johnson Brock. Austin Meyer on the bench as well. Free throw is good this time. He's got five, and it's now 17-13. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. The shot clock is off here. The Eagles want to play for one. And the Dolly's guarded man-to-man out top at midcourt. Getting bumped and bruised by Meyer. Passes off now to Hayden Gravatt, Kaysen, he'll give it to Cannon again. 12 on the clock, out near midcourt. Crossover, gets a screen over to Kaler for three from the left side. Missed it, rebound to Chase Luther. He's going to try to fire it from three behind midcourt, and Camden Dollinghouse blocked it out of bounds. Now they've got 1 second, have the ball at midcourt, and in comes Robert Gravatt again. See down Kaysen Dollinghouse. Now you got 1 second. What are you going to do? Throw to the front. They get it there. Good shot on the way up and hits the rim. No good by Comstock. After one, Johnson Brock 17 and Howell Dodge 13. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the NSC Radio Network.
Will you raise your own meat for the table? There's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both. Custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelicans can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added. Polish dogs, as well as three different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelicans Meat Processing of Johnson.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop for breakfast, pizza, daily lunch specials, and other convenience items, plus fuel and vehicle service work, and even handy hardware items. Johnson Quick Stop has been the go-to spot for Johnson area residents. Open Monday through Saturday, stop in on Main Street for whatever you or your vehicle needs are at Johnson Quick Stop.
Sunnyside Coffee, Teas, and Tanning in Johnson, Nebraska invites you to stop by for great coffee and unique flavors, plus boosted energy teas and breakfast items. Start your days right at Sunnyside Coffee, Teas, and Tanning. Open Monday through Saturday mornings and Tuesday through Friday after school on Main Street in Johnson, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. Ranked team leads 17-13 over Howell Dodge, and one period underway or complete. Quarter number two, Randy Couture, the Eagles have the ball.
Thank you, John. Johnson Brock with a basketball. Kaysen Dollinghouse on the right elbow, dribbles to the top of the circle between the rings, across court pass left side. Driving lay-in up off the glass, doesn't go. Blocking foul. Camden Dollinghouse went, took it right to the hoop into the face of Dane Meyer.
And he got kicked by the referee.
Dane Meyer is going to get tagged for that one. His first, team foul number one. At the free throw line, Camden Dollinghouse. He's 2 out of 3 from the line so far this morning. Has 7 points in the ballgame. This one is up and good. 8 points now for Camden Dollinghouse. Well, the Irish, after falling behind early in the ballgame, I think they were down by 3, got out of that first quarter with a 4-point lead. A little better start today. Second shot is up and off for Camden Dollinghouse. He's now made 3 out of 5 from the line. 7:46 to go, opening seconds here of the second quarter. Johnson Brock up by 5, 18-13. Jaguars basketball in the paint to the top of the key. Here's a three-pointer on the way up and good by Chase Luther. Luther with his first basket of the morning. Cuts the lead back to 2 at 18-16. Here come the Eagles. Dollinghouse in the corner. That's Kaysen Dollinghouse. Feeds it back to Brody Taylor. Top of the circle, Austin Meyer. Left elbow, Kaysen Dollinghouse under to Nice job. Got it into Brody Kaler. Kaler knows what to do with it when you hand him the ball that close to the basket, John.
A finger roll from the left side.
20-16. Johnson Brock up by 4. 7 minutes to go here in the first half, second quarter. This is Martin backing in on Kaler. Kaler got a hand up. Martin able to get it and the rebound down to Meyer. Outlet pass comes to Kaler. Down court to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Driving on the baseline. Left side of the basket. Up to Kaler on the left elbow. Top of the circle, Meyer. Right side, Camden Dollinghouse for three. Got it. Camden Dollinghouse almost took the official in the process. His second three-pointer of the morning. 23-16. 7-point lead now for Johnson Brock. 6.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. With the ball is Dane Meyer. Meyer bounce pass into Martin. Martin tries to work against Kaler. Can't get there. Feeds it to Hurd. Hurd down in the corner again to Martin. And slapping the ball away was Garrison Bally, but I think they're going to say Bally got a little bit of the wrist there.
The one thing that Martin Randy looks like he's not as extremely confident dribbling the ball when he gets it on the inside. He's had several bobbles down there already.
Well, they've scouted him well here, John. They're collapsing all over Martin when he gets the basketball in there. Bomb pass in. That was Bally, that foul, John. Here's the ball got away out of bounds from Garrison Bally on the far side. It'll go right back over to the Jaguars of Howell's Dodge. 6:20 to play, second period. We're at Pinnacle Bank Arena this morning, downtown Lincoln. State tournament action, first round, Class D1 state championship. Johnson Brock looking for a three-peat here if they can get the win this morning. Up by 7 at this point, 23-16. Jaguars basketball, Martin at the top of the key. Here's a three that's up and off the iron, no. Rebound, Kaysen Dollinghouse. Johnson Brock doing a great job on the defensive board, John.
So far, so good.
Here's Brody Kaler for three from the right side. It's in and out of there, but Meyer's there for the rebound. Gets it up to Bowie. Bowie tried to save him from going out of bounds, but stepped on the sideline in the process, and the ball will go back over to Howell's Dodge. Hunter Luther back into the lineup now for Howell's Dodge. Luther in replacing Andre Martin. Martin will have a seat. Inbounding the pass is Carson Hurd. He'll toss it into Dane Meyer, who will cross the timeline and come on the attack here offensively. With the ball, Dane Meyer, left-handed dribble. Bob pass underneath the basket to Luther. Kicks it back to the top of the key. Around it goes in the corner. Three on the way, up and good. Getting the three from the corner is Carson Hurd. His third three-pointer of the morning, John.
On a roll so far.
Johnson Brock's basketball. Brody Kaler in the corner. Tried to drive the baseline, can't get it. Now Camden Dollinghouse for three. This one wide of the mark again. And that's the second one of those he's had from out here on this right elbow that have been wide left and missed everything, John.
Way outside on that one. He's brought 4 feet behind the college line.
You know, he's still, I think, 2 for 4 from three-point range, so he's got a couple of them, but he missed the ones he missed big time.
Grady Barron checks in for the Eagles in place of a Bowie now.
All right, here comes Howell's Dodge into forecourt with the ball is Dane Meyer. Meyer goes to the top of the key, around to the horn, left wing. Tom Schock in the paint, in trouble, needs to get rid of it. Now comes back up to Luther with it. That would be Hunter Luther that handled the ball. They give it to Tom Schock goes up to Chase Luther with the ball. Chase Luther tried to go to the baseline, couldn't get there. At the free throw line, they kick it to the left wing, trying to get an open look. There it is from the left side, up and off, no good. Meyer down there battling for that rebound. He was battling two defenders, and guess who got the ball, John? Great job there by Austin Meyer to pull down that defensive board. Into forecourt comes Johnson Brock on the attack with the basketball. On the right side is Meyer in the paint. They come to the right corner. There's a three from the corner baseline right side. Won't go. That shot was put up by Grady Behrens. Rebound down to the Jaguars. 23-19, Johnson Brock up by 4. Timeout taken by Howell Dodge with 4:24 to go. Here in the first half, Johnson Brock up by 4. We're back in 36. 101.3 at the MSC Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
We'll be right back. This is Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Gatula. That's John Nixon. Sitting next to me, Kurt Kilman is back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. That's our producer-engineer for this, our final basketball broadcast of the 24-25 basketball season. What a better place to wrap it up, John, than here in a state championship ballgame.
Where you want to finish. Robert Gravatt checked back in for the Eagles. Austin Meyer checks out for the moment. Must have skinned up a knee, went over to the trainer. Now he's got a little black band around his knee. Not working on that yet. Must have got some on his sock.
Howell's Dodge basketball. Inbound the pass to Dane Meyer. Meyer, top of the circle. Gets the ball right back on the right wing. He thought about a three for a moment. Feeds it into Luther. The lead is cut back to two now for Johnson Brock. Kaysen Dollinghouse with the basketball. Bounce pass comes to Brody Taylor. Taylor is it inside there to Grady Behrens. Around the horn left wing. Camden Dollinghouse with the ball. Camden up top again finds Taylor. Kaysen Dollinghouse guarded closely. They don't want to give him an open look over here. Into the corner. Grady Behrens had it dribbled away from him. Chases it down and gets it back. Across to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden guarded well. There's Taylor for three. Got it. Brody Taylor with his first three-pointer of the morning. He's got 7 points, and Johnson Brock has 5 three-pointers here in the first half of the ballgame. They're back up by 5, 26-21, with 3:25 to go in this second quarter. Dane Meyer with the ball. Dribbles all the way to the left side baseline under the basket. Gives it back up top to Luther. Now Meyer holds the ball. Lob pass underneath. This is Martin. Turnaround shot. Martin off no good. Rebound brought down by Camden Dollinghouse. Down court quickly comes Kaler. Back to Camden Dollinghouse. Oh, he lost the handle. Martin with the steal. Gravatt gives chase. Grady Behrens gives chase. And Behrens spent a foul there and Grady Behrens probably eliminated an easy two on the layup.
He did, Grady. What he did, he beat the ball handler back. He got in front of him, cut in front of him, and then the ball hit the bottom of the rim on the way up.
That will send Andre Martin to the line. He's 1 out of 2 from the line this morning, has 5 points. Johnson Brock up by 5, 3:02 to go here in the first half. Martin's free throw is up, and it is off. No good. Andre Martin is now 1 of 3 from the line.
Hayden Gravatt checks in for Garrison Bowie now for Johnson Brock.
Bowie taking a little break. As we said earlier, Lucas Dollinghouse not afraid to use 7 or 8 ball players pretty freely here. Andre Martin's second free throw is up. This one is off also, and there to pull down the rebound is Camden Dollinghouse. Camden across, gives the basketball to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt returns it to Dollinghouse, who stands here on the right elbow. Now to Brody Kaler in the corner, right side of the basket. Top of the key, across court pass to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt, left wing, Kaysen Dollinghouse up top to Gravatt. Gravatt looking inside for Kaler. Kaler just off the top of the free throw circle on the right side of the lane. Kaysen Dollinghouse at the head of the key, top of the key.
Two.
There's a long three off the iron and tipping it out of there, Robert Gravatt. The ball is saved from going out of bounds in the corner by Carson Hurd. Down court quickly, it comes to Dane Meyer. Lob pass to Martin under the bucket. They were there to pick him up. In the corner, baseline right side to Tomczak. Tomczak has to back out there on a good pressure being applied in the corner by Hayden Gravatt. Now holding the ball is Dane Meyer. Meyer's going to pull up and launch a three that doesn't go. And there with the rebound is Hayden Gravatt. Johnson Brock doing a good job on the defensive board,
Sean. The block out there by Camden Dollinghouse got him that rebound.
And with the basketball is Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt comes to Kaler with it. Robert Gravatt. Now Camden Dollinghouse. Kaysen Dollinghouse. He's underneath the Camden. Camden goes up with a shot. Got hammered. Foul's going to go on Tomczak. On Tomczak, it'll be his first team foul, number 2 of the quarter. And at the free throw line for Johnson Brock, Camden Dollinghouse. Camden has made 3 out of 5 from the line so far this morning. He's in double figures. He has 11 points in the game thus far. Shooting 2 here. Camden Dollinghouse. First one is up and good. The Dollinghouse brothers, Austin Meyer and Garrison Bowie, all seniors, playing their final game in the Johnson Brock Eagles uniform this morning. Here at PBA, 1:41 to go in the first half, 27-21, Johnson Brock up by 6, and Dollinghouse ready to take his second shot from the free throw line. It's on the way. It's up. It's good. He hit them both that time. He's now made 5 out of 7 from the line. And the lead is back up to 7. I think, John, that equals their biggest lead of the game, 28-21, with a minute 34 to go in the first half. Eagles on top. Dane Meyer on the dribble with the ball. Has it taken away by Kaler, but then it went off of Kaler and goes out of bounds. And Brody Kaler is going to start to get in Dane Meyer's head there, because that's about the third time he's got out there and tied Meyer up like that.
Meyer did a good job getting the ball blocked back, or trying to steal it back, getting it off Kaler.
At this point, Dane Meyer would just as soon have anybody but Kaler guarding him out here, I believe. Meyer across court pass, gets it inbound to Tom Schock. Back it comes to Meyer. Meyer works to the free throw line. Picked up the dribble there for a moment. The ball is loose on the floor. Going to be grabbed up and stolen away by Hayden Gravatt. Nice soccer move there by Gravatt. Got a foot out in front of the ball.
Awesome.
Here comes Kaler in the paint. Kaler, 5-foot jumper. Off the back of the iron and the rebound to Martin. Boy, Kaler could have got that one to drop quite easily under there. Into forecourt. Tom Schock with the ball. Tom Schock on the right side of the free throw lane. Hands it to Hurd. Back to Tom Schock. Now Martin works in against Kaler. Can't get the shot off from the corner. 3 is up and good by Dane Meyer. That's Dane Meyer's first basket of the morning, a 3-pointer. Cuts the lead to 4 now with 44 seconds to go in the first half. Austin Meyer in the corner. Up to Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse takes a couple of dribbles. Picks up his dribble. Right side, Hayden Gravatt in the paint. Out top, it comes to Meyer. Now Camden Dollinghouse goes to Brody Kaler. Kaysen Dollinghouse penetrates into the paint. Little short jumper, up and good. Nice move to the bucket by Kaysen Dollinghouse. He's got 8 now in the ballgame. The lead is back to 6. And Owls Dodge will have a chance to play for the final shot of the first half here. 12 seconds on the clock. Shot clock is turned off. Dane Meyer at the top of the key to the right side. Tom Schock with the ball. Goes back to Meyer. 4 on the shot clock. Top of the key. They bobble it. Johnson Brock comes up with it. They won't get a shot off. But at the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles head to the locker room with a 6-point advantage. They lead it 30-24 over the Jaguars of Howells Dodge. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Don't go away. We'll be back with our halftime scoring recap. After this 2-minute break, you're listening to State Tournament Championship Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Patient safety is at the heart of everything we do at Nemaha County Hospital. During Patient Safety Awareness Week, we want to remind you that small actions can make a big difference in your care. Speak up, ask questions, and stay informed about your treatment. Wash your hands, follow your care plan, and don't hesitate to communicate with your providers. Your safety is our top priority today and every day. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District. Randy Katula, John Nixon, courtside here. Our producer-engineer, Kurt Kilman, back at the Sunny Studios. It's halftime. Your Johnson Brock Eagles are leading Howells Dodge 30-24. Let's look at the individual numbers. For Howells Dodge, Carson Hurd leads the way. He has 9 points in the game, 5 for Andre Martin, Hunter Luther with 4, 3 points each for Dane Meyer and Nathan Tomchak for their total of 24. From the free throw line.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
When you raise your own meat for the table, there's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both, custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelican's can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added, Polish dogs, as well as 3 different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Stop in at Johnson Grocery for convenient shopping, offering fresh produce and fresh luncheon meats and cheeses from the deli case. Call Johnson Grocery at 402-868-3145 to order a deli tray for your next event. Open 7:30 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 2 on Saturdays. That's Johnson Grocery at 201 Main Street, Johnson, Nebraska.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki with your weather for the tri-state area. Overcast today with a high of 52. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 27. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Highs level off around 57. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Sunshine expected Monday with highs around 76. 80 Tuesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Sunny 101.3.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop for breakfast, pizza, daily lunch specials, and other convenience items, plus fuel and vehicle service work, and even handy hardware items. Johnson Quick Stop has been the go-to spot for Johnson area residents. Open Monday through Saturday, stop in on Main Street for whatever you or your vehicle needs are at Johnson Quick Stop.
Sunnyside Coffee, Teas, and Tanning in Johnson, Nebraska invites you to stop by for great coffee and unique flavors, plus boosted energy teas and breakfast items. Start your days right at Sunnyside Coffee, Teas, and Tanning. Open Monday through Saturday mornings and Tuesday through Friday after school on Main Street in Johnson, Nebraska.
Experience modern eye care at Lifetime Vision Center of Auburn and Nebraska City, serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Center offers comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lenses and frames. Auburn and the surrounding communities can access the quality of vision care you deserve. Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Center has been the leader and preferred provider of vision care.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
The Tri-State Region.
It's halftime here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, 30-24. Your Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Howells Dodge Jaguars. I'm Randy Gatula, seated next to John Nixon. And John, there's so much that goes into a program like this. During the pregame, we were talking with Coach Lucas Dollinghouse, and he mentioned all the way back to third and fourth grade when he started coaching this group of boys. His own two twin sons there said, mentioned all the trips to Omaha and Lincoln on the weekends, even to Kansas City to play club ball. And it all kind of comes to a head this morning here for Johnson Brock as they're playing for their third straight state championship up at halftime right now, 30-24.
Second half coming up here, 30-24, Johnson Brock with a lead. They played pretty well. No foul trouble for Johnson Brock. Two on Garrison Bowie. Nobody else with more than one in the game. And just two on Hunter Luther. Only person for the Jaguars with two fouls so far in this first half of action today.
John, when I was talking about all the things that go into this program at Johnson Brock, both the boys and the girls having such tremendous success, I look across the way and I see Sam Smith over there. He's been keeping the scorebook for, 100 years at Johnson Brock. A couple of weeks ago, they honored Ronnie Meyer. Ron's been running the score clock for 50 years. He's been there running that scoreboard and Johnson. And it's volunteers and people like Ron and Sam over there, everybody else, the coaches. They all pull together in a small town, and that's where you get this success. It's where it comes from.
Yep, sure is. Sam still fishing football last year.
Yep. We've got time for one more 60-second break, and then we'll come back and have the opening tip-off after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Will you raise your own meat for the table? There's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both, custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelicans can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added. Polish dogs, as well as three different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelicans Meat Processing of Johnson.
Stop in at Johnson Grocery for convenient shopping, offering fresh produce and fresh luncheon meats and cheeses from the deli case. Call Johnson Grocery at 402-868-3145 to order a deli tray for your next event. Open 7:30 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 2 on Saturdays. That's Johnson Grocery at 201 Main Street, Johnson, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We want to take a minute also to say thanks to all of our fine sponsors that helped to make these broadcasts possible. You hear Johnson Grocery and Pelican's Meat Processing, all the others up and down Main Street of Johnson. Not only thank you to them, but to our sponsors throughout the entire basketball season. Without their support, these broadcasts would not be possible. So the next time you stop by one of our sponsors' businesses, let them know you're listening to the games here on Sunny. Let them know how much you appreciate their support. That can only enhance our opportunities to bring you even more live coverage. Ready for third quarter action. Here's John.
Thank you, Randy. It'll be Jaguars basketball. Johnson Brock would love a repeat performance from yesterday when they outscored their opponent 18-2 in the third quarter. And do that here, they'll put it away. But it's not going to be that easy, probably. Down the lane, up for a layup. Two-pointer for Hunter Luther. He has his third hoop of the morning. 30-26 ball game. So, based on yesterday, that's the only points he'll get this quarter, right? Maybe not. Cason Dollyhouse to Camden. Into the paint he goes. Pass it underneath and is taken away by Hunter Luther. So, the sixth turnover of the morning for Johnson Brock. And now up the floor we come with the basketball. The Jaguars looking for a tie here. Last tied at 7 apiece off the left side. Longwood would give them a 1-point margin here. 30-26. Our ball comes back in the middle to Martin to get the referee out of my way. Now I can see what's going on again. Dane Meyer with the basketball drives in. He's triple teamed and gets traveling called against him. Ran into three defenders with nowhere to go.
There was just a wall of Eagles there. No way he was going to go through them, and he couldn't put the dribble back down. That called for the travel.
So the Eagles get the basketball back. Cason will bring the ball up the floor on the right side, hand it off to Kaler. They'll weave it out top over the left side of the corner. Now Cason Dollyhouse, whoop, backed up that right foot and stepped out of bounds. So back-to-back turnovers by Johnson Brock.
Camden took quite a shot to the jaw here a minute ago. I don't know whether you saw that, John. When he handed the ball off in the right corner, he caught an elbow to the jaw. He was rubbing it here for a minute, but looks like he's okay.
Jaguars coming up the floor. Dane Meyer with the basketball to the top. Off the left side, he goes there to Carson Hurd, who has three triples in the ballgame so far. Inside they go, and the shot rejected by Kaler.
Wow.
Those will be Jaguar fans behind us that you hear complaining. And up the floor comes Camden Dollyhouse. Their officials have let them play today, I will say that. Off the right side, Cason for three on the rim. It won't go on the back iron. And the rebound comes out long to Dane Meyer on the weak side. Meyer up the floor, cut off, into the corner, leaves the ball back now to Tomsock. Tomsock inside to Martin, knocked away, and a reach-in foul going to be called here on Johnson Brock.
That'll be on Brody Kaler. On Brody, it'll be his first team foul, number one of the period, on the Eagles.
Looks like the halftime chat was, let's get the ball inside the Jaguars. Inbound, they get it in there to Martin. They jump up, and it's knocked loose by Meyer, and another foul on the Eagles.
Austin Meyer tagged for that one, his first personal, second team foul on Johnson Brock.
So again, they'll inbound from the baseline. Tomsock, the trigger man, on the right side. He looks. They'll lob it into Martin, and it's beyond the three-point line. He'll run it down near midcourt. Now up the floor with the basketball is Meyer. Looking right. Says, no, that's not going to work. I'll try left. Now a pass right. Johnson Brock goes into his zone here. Into the middle they go. Pass the ball out to the corner for three. Up and good again. I believe that was Meyer, wasn't it?
Yeah, Dane Meyer got that one.
I'm in trouble with that official standing in my way here. 30-27, make it 20-29 here with that one. And we got timeout Johnson Brock. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and MSC Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
comes up with it ahead to Kaler. Ahead to Kaysen. Goes in left side, and he will be fouled and will go to the line. He turned an ankle when he came down.
Foul is going to be on Dane Meyer. On Meyer, that'll be his second personal, team foul number two of the period on Howell's Dodge.
Looks like he's walking okay, but I think he twisted that a little bit when he landed there. At the line, Kaysen for the first time today has 11 points, and that one dropped the back, no good. He'll get another one here. I think Kaysen makes this. I think he's coming out with Hayden Verbat ready to check into the ballgame. Kaysen ready, sets, fires, and got it. Gives him a dozen on the day, and it's 34-29, Johnson Brock by five.
Hayden Verbat on the floor, as is Grady Behrens right now, along with Kaler, Camden Dollinghouse, and Austin Meyer.
To the front court of the basketball, Nathan Tomsock down to the right side. They pass into the middle, knocked away by Kaler, picked up by Meyer. And the Jaguar fans behind us are getting a little bit more upset all the time, thinking the Eagles are committing fouls on those inside plays. Here to pass the right wing inside to Meyer, and a beautiful pass from Camden Dollinghouse to Austin Meyer, who rolls to the bucket and puts it up and in, and the lead is 7 again for Johnson Brock.
Austin better buy Camden a soda when we're done here today.
Probably. Inside it goes to the big man Andre Martin into the paint, kicks it back out, three ball on the way, up and good for Nathan Tomsock. His first points of the morning. 36-32 now. Kaler to the front to Meyer. Now to the top with it. Hayden Verbat. Dribbling right. Gives up there to Kaler. Now back to Camden Dollinghouse. Subs ready to come in for Johnson Brock on the break. Kaler drives baseline all the way in. Up high. Too strong. Got it on the weak side. Missed it again. Tipped it again. Goes up and we've got a foul.
He is just so athletic under there. And with the springs that he's got to jump, John, he's just hard to stop under there. They ended up with a foul. He'll be, he won't be shooting. I thought they were going to put him to the line here.
Tomsock called for the foul, his second, third foul of the quarter on the Jaguars.
I thought they got him while he was trying to put back.
Called on the rebound, apparently. Inbound from the baseline is Camden Dollinghouse. Kaysen back in. He'll head back to the backcourt, picks it up. Up the floor with it on the left side. Robert Gravatt into the game. He's got the ball, works across the floor to Hayden. Now give the ball up again to Kaysen. Now to Camden for three around the rim. Won't go, and the rebound is grabbed by Carson Hurd. And Hurd will give the ball ahead to Dane Meyer. Up the floor quickly, their way to Chase Luther. In the middle, Tomsock pass. Bounces it back, and it's Meyer with the ball out in front of his own bench. Meyer works the ball to the top, keeps his dribble, passes off Tomsock, right side of the floor. Now he uses up his dribble, pass in the middle, tried to get it in there to Hunter Luther, and it's off his hand, out of bounds. Eagle basketball underneath the Jaguar basket.
2:40 to play, third period, 36-32, Johnson Brock up by four.
Somebody just got scolded on the Jaguar bench by a man in a striped shirt.
Oh.
Not sure what was said, but something didn't go over well. Hayden Gravatt to the front court to Kaysen, now to Kaler. He drives and he dipped the shoulder. No, a blocking foul.
Wow, Kaler might have got away with one there, Johnny. The foul is going to be on Carson Hurd, but Kaler, you called it during the live call. He lowered the shoulder. Normally when you do that, they're going to call that an offensive charge.
Hurd asked the official, what did I do wrong on his way out of the game?
You didn't get out of the way.
Yeah. Back in comes Andre Meyer. Out top, Kaysen driving down the hole with the right hand, throws it up, spins it off the glass, won't go. Tomsock comes out with the basketball up the floor left side, and he threw it right to Brody Kaler. Kaler lost it, now gets the dribble back. All over him is Meyer, and up the floor to a double team. Now to the front, the defense drops off. Kaler can handle the ball as well as about anybody on the team.
He can play point guard.
Gravatt with it. Kate looks off now to Camden. Now to Robert Gravatt. Over to Hayden on the left side, and he'll give it to Robert. And, oh my goodness, Robert Gravatt just drilled the Jaguar into next week, knocked him on the floor, got the offensive rebound, and lays it up and in. Randy, them Jaguars are coming over the fence here in a minute.
That's as good a hit as I've seen the whole football season.
Wow. Timeout on the floor. Johnson Brock up by six, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Network.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, John, Coach Kevin Janata is very, very displeased right now with the calls his kids have been getting here. He spent the first half of this timeout, instead of talking to his kids, he spent it over here having a conference with the men in the striped shirts.
Is it a conference where only one person talks?
I think so. Well, I'll tell you that. Robert Gravatt took the ball to the hole down here and just leveled the defender. As I said before the break, that's as good a hit as I saw all football season.
The whole chest of that defender.
Robert's going to be a big physical boy into there. He's going to be a nice replacement for Austin Meyer when Austin graduates.
All right, inbounding right here in front of us, Nathan Tomsock. He'll go backcourt to Dane Meyer with a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. The Eagles up by six. Give the ball ahead now to Hunter Luther. He puts it on the floor. The Eagles are all over it. That time, Gravatt kicked the Jaguar in the back of the head. Meyer's got it. They call timeout. Randy, that's their fourth timeout.
Have you ever seen a scramble like that? There were five players involved in it, all over it. Timeout on the floor. We're ball. Yeah, we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Radio Network.
March is National Nutrition Awareness Month, and Nemaha County Hospital reminds us all that a colorful plate is key to balanced nutrition. Adding a variety of fruits and vegetables to our meals provides essential vitamins and minerals to keep our bodies strong and energized. Whether it's leafy greens, vibrant berries, or crunchy carrots, every color brings unique health benefits. Small changes can make a big impact on our long-term health. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Minute 28 to go in the third. The Eagles up 6, 38-32. Jaguar basketball, 15 seconds on the shot clock after the timeout. Meyer's got it out top. He works around, gets the ball away now to Carson Hurd. Hurd goes to Andre Martin, back to Meyer with 5 on the clock at the top of the key. Left side, they're going to have to fire. They're not going to get a shot off. Hayden Gravatt stole the ball. Hayden will give the ball up to Camden Dollyhouse. And that leaves the Jaguars down with one more timeout in this ballgame. That could be big later. Driving it up, Kaysen to Gravatt. That's Hayden with it. Roberts in there. Hayden drives through the lane, got tripped, throws it up toward the hoop. And we're going to have a foul called on the Eagles on the rebound, I think.
Foul's going to go on Hayden Gravatt. On Hayden, that is his first. Team foul number 3. John, here's an interesting point. We're almost to the end of the third quarter. Johnson Brock, no player with more than one foul. That's a big improvement from the last couple of games.
Garrison Bowie's got 2.
All right, the rest of them have 1.
Yep.
Anyway, at least no serious foul trouble.
No, not at all. All right, 38 seconds to go in the quarter. Up and under. Tomsock can't get it. Get his own rebound. Goes up again and can't get it. And the rebound to Brody Kaler. 2 point blank misses.
Did you see how high Kaler was in the air to go after that ball?
Can't see that far.
Way above the rim.
Kaler will play catch out top with the shot clock out of commission here with just 17 seconds to go in the quarter. Right side, it will be Kaler. He'll dribble it up now. Goes over to Camden. He usually gets the final call on what's going to happen here. He'll give it to Kaysen. Oh, way, way outside. Miss it. Rebound. Kaler goes up and drops it in. They were watching the ball miss the basket in the backboard and everything else. Kaler caught it and lays it in to end the quarter. 40-32, Johnson Brock, and we're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and MSC Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny, 101.3.
Well, Johnson Brock led by 4 after the 1 quarter. They led by 6 at halftime. After 3 quarters, they're up by 8. So they have been steadily increasing that lead. That trend continues. They're going to be all right. But we've got a lot of basketball to play. 8 minutes up on the clock. We move to the 4th quarter. Johnson Brock leads it 40-32. Eagles will have the basketball. Garrison Valley will inbound it. The 5 original starters on the floor: Meyer, Dollinghouse, Kaler, Dollinghouse, and Bowie. Moments hesitation here. We'll wait for him to come back from the media timeout. Bowie will inbound it at midcourt, front of our table. Gets it into Kaysom Dollinghouse. He'll come on the attack into forecourt, double-teamed immediately across to Camden Dollinghouse. They tried for the pick. Left side, Kaysom, open look, 3. Came up short, rebound, follow shot, put back, Austin Meyer. Meyer's got 6 points this morning, and that's the biggest lead of the game for Johnson Brock, up by 10, 42-32. Boy, Meyer needs a basket bad this trip down. Here's a turnaround shot, Luther underneath, up and good, Hunter Luther. Boy, it was critical for Howells Dodge to get a score that trip down here, John, or this thing starts to slip away.
More critical now, they get some stops.
Dollinghouse with the basketball, his team up by 8, 42-34. Camden Dollinghouse at the top of the key, right side, goes to Kaler with it. Kaler, 1 dribble, back to Camden, down deep in the corner to the right side. Now Brody Kaler with a spin move at the free throw line. Kaysom Dollinghouse on the baseline, driving, laying up and good. Kaysom Dollinghouse later in. He's got 14 in the ball game now. Anders, 6:57 to go in the contest. The lead is 10, 44-34 with the ball. This is Hurd. Hurd working against Bowie. Bowie blocks the shot, took the ball away from him. Great defense there by Bowie. Hurd ended up sitting on the floor on the seat of his pants down here. Into forecourt, across it comes to Bowie. Bowie feeds inside to Kaler in the paint. That little fall-away jumper won't go for him this time. The rebound to Hunter Luther. Boy, Johnson Brock's had some opportunities to blow this thing open, haven't they, John? Inside the paint, nice steal again by Dollinghouse. Gets it out to Kaler. Here comes Kaler driving. Oh, he missed the lay-in. Great job there by Meyer to get back and get this way. Bounce pass under the basket to Luther. Shot is up and good. That was a quick turnaround of about 4 points there, wasn't it, John?
Absolutely it was, yes.
44-36. The lead is down to 8. It could have been 12 very easily. All right, Kaysom Dollinghouse with the ball. At the head of the key, into the corner right side, goes to Kaler. Up to Camden on the right elbow. Now Kaler tries to back in against the defender. Feeds it into the corner. Dribbling in. Camden Dollinghouse got tied up. Can't get up with the shot. Comes back out to Kaler. Kaler launches a 3 that's off the iron. And there's Meyer with the rebound. Austin Meyer, Mr. Dependable on the boards. Comes down with the rebound and gets a new shot clock for Johnson Brock. Eagles up 44-36. 5.5 minutes to go in the basketball game. Kaysom Dollinghouse bounce pass. Right side, Camden Dollinghouse tries to take it in. He has the ball stolen away by Luther. Luther holds it up near midcourt, gives it right back. Garrison Bowie with the steal. Bowie with the break-in. Feeds it across the Kaler for the layup. What an assist by Bowie to get that ball over to Brody Kaler for the lay-in. And Kaler's in double figures with 11 points. And a steal by Austin Meyer. Meyer steps right in front of Martin as they tried to lob it in. Johnson Brock with the basketball, up by 10. A chance to extend the lead with 5 minutes to go in the ball game.
Jaguars are looking tired, Randy.
With the ball, Camden Dollinghouse goes to Meyer on the right elbow. Meyer picks up the dribble, feeds to Camden. Camden driving in, layup, couldn't get it, he's fouled. Camden Dollinghouse will be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots, a chance to extend that lead. Johnson Brock up by 10 right now.
Camden's got 14 points on the day and has made 5 out of 7 at the line so far.
Did they get the foul?
I don't know.
Okay. Camden Dollinghouse at the line shooting 2. The first one is up and good. Camden has now made 6 out of 8 from the free throw line, has 14 points in the ballgame. Interesting enough, that's his first point of the second half. He had 13 in the first half, John.
Foul is on 20, Andre Martin.
Okay. At the line, Camden Dollinghouse. Ready for his second free throw. It's on the way. It's up. It's good also. Camden now with 15 points in the ballgame. The lead is 12. 48-36. Johnson Brock, a 12-point lead with under 5 minutes to go here in the D1 state championship ball game. Here come the Jaguars of Howell-Stotts to set it up. Dane Meyer at the head of the key goes to the right side. Works just outside the three-point arc in the right side corner. Decides to launch a set shot that's up and off no good. And there again, Austin Meyer, Mr. Dependable. Better name him Mr. Rebound back at Johnson.
That would work.
He sure does the job on the boards with the ball. Dollinghouse to Bowie for 3. Got it!
That's a big one.
Take your eye off of Garrison Bowie. His first bucket of the morning, nailed a 3. Suddenly it's a 15-point lead and timeout taken. Howell's Dodge takes their final timeout. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. We'll be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
This is Sunny 101.3.
4 minutes, 13 seconds to play in regulation. Johnson Brock with a 15-point lead. And John, how big was that three by Valley?
Well, that was huge. He's capable. You just don't expect that out of him sometimes. That last free throw ran by Camden Dollinghouse gave him 1,500 career points now.
That's
not all today.
That's not a bad day's work.
No.
What a deal here for Johnson Brock. Let's see if they can hang on. 4:12 to go in the ballgame, a 15-point lead. Pass goes inside the paint, and Martin in trouble, lost the ball, fell on it. Now a whistle, we're going to get a foul called against the Eagles.
On
Garris Bowie? Yeah, Bowie. Bowie's third personal. Not a shooting foul. That was on the floor, so it'll just be the new shot clock at 35. Camden Dollinghouse in replacing Garrison Bowie now. He's coming in actually in place of Grady Barrett.
Gravatt's in. Robert Gravatt's in.
That's who they snuck in there, Robert Gravatt.
Yeah.
Austin Meyer getting a well-deserved breather here. Boy, he's been working hard under the bucket. There's a jump shot from the corner for 3 that's off. Martin has the rebound, but a whistle and a foul on the floor is going to go on Johnson Brock.
Got to be Kaler.
Yep.
Brody was the only one under there. His second, team foul number 2 of the quarter on the Eagles.
Down to 4:01 to go. The lead is 15 with 4 minutes to play. Johnson Brock trying to get their third straight state championship here. Looking for the three-peat. The lob comes up top to Meyer. He's guarded closely by Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt with Meyer all the way driving, laying up and good. That was a nice move by Dane Meyer. He's got 8 points now this morning. Cuts the lead to 13, 51-38. Brody Kaler in the forecourt, the junior ball handler. Picks it up for a minute, now gives it up to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden dribbles, tries to go around the defender. Good job by Dane Meyer to take the sideline away. Back to Kaler. Boy, they're all over the Eagles right now. Big collision there. He got the worst end of that one. Cason Dollinghouse driving lay-in. No. Ball is tipped out of bounds, and it'll belong to Johnson Brock.
It fell on a Jaguar who was out of bounds.
Brody Kaler just put a defender on the seat of his pants over there. He went blind.
He chested him 3 times on the dribble. I mean, literally went up his chest, bumped into him, no foul call. And the third one, he ended up on his seat of his pants.
Set him flying across the floor. Down to 3:27 to go. The lead is 13. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Brody Kaler at the head of the key, holds the ball high above his head. Luther comes out to chase him. Now gives it to Camden Dollinghouse. Obviously, they want to use up all the shot clock with a 13-point lead here. Camden Dollinghouse into the corner, gives it to Kaler. Back to Camden. Camden driving, goes in for the shot. Got it, and he's fouled! He got the basket to fall. He'll be at the line for the and one.
I'll tell you about the last thing you want to do is start roughhousing the Johnson Brock team. They're not very, I mean, you know, they're all good athletes, and they're not skinny. Man, they'll scrap with you.
Robert Gravatt back into the lineup. Also, Hayden Gravatt back onto the floor. Austin Meyer taking a breather. Who else went out? Looks like Bowie maybe taking a breather. At the line for Johnson Brock, Camden Dollinghouse. The lead is 15, 53-38 with 3:07 to go. Camden Dollinghouse at the line. He's 7 of 9 from the line this morning thus far. Here shooting. The shot on the way up, and good. He got her. Put it down. The lead now, 16. Biggest lead of the ball game for Johnson Brock with 3:07 to go. Into forecourt. Tomschak. Tomschak works to the right side of the lane, driving, laying up. Can't get it. Kaler with the rebound. Nope, I think they're going to get Kaler for a foul on the floor as he was battling for that rebound.
He was higher than everybody else. We kind of leaned in over the shoulder that time of the Jaguar.
He didn't have any landing clearance, I don't think. There's no place to come down. All right, inbounding the ball. Tomschak on the baseline under his own basket. Lobs it up top, chasing it down in backcourt is Chase Luther. Chase Luther on the dribble, guarded by Camden Dollinghouse. Into the corner, right side, deep baseline. No shot there for Hurd. Hurd has to hand it down deep in the corner. There's a three that's up and good by Chase Luther. Chase Luther for three. He's got six now in the ball game. Down court pass comes to Kaler. Kaler gives a cross with it. Oh, man. Players flying everywhere. Driving, laying up. Kaler, he got fouled. And Brody Kaler is going to be at the line to shoot two. You know, we're down to 2.5 minutes to go, and this thing's starting to get a little ragged here, John.
That foul on Luther is his fifth. He's out of there.
Which one was it?
Hunter Luther, 22. Scoreboard says that's five.
I only had that as his third.
That's what I had, too.
That's just three. At the free throw line will be Brody Kaler. Kaler's not been to the line yet this morning. He does have 11 points in the ballgame.
No, he's done. You got 1 minute to take him out. I agree with you, but they've got five up on the board. And that big
How
board
did we both
more
miss?
Than ours.
How did we both miss that? That's hard to believe. Okay,
hard to say.
At the free throw line, Brody Kaler, you've got some seniors that only have 2.5 minutes left in their high school career at Johnson Brock. Kaler at the line. Looks to the basket. The free throw is on the way. It's up. It's good. For Brody Kaler, that's 12 points now this morning here in the final game of this season. He's the lone junior on that starting lineup, Brody Kaler.
Imagine eventually if Coach Dillingham's going to start taking those seniors out one at a time here.
Yeah, what a year Brody's had. Second shot is up and good. He got them both. 56-41. The lead is 15. If I know Coach Dollinghouse, though, he wants this thing a little bit further salted away before he does too much. Lob pass under to Martin. Martin turnaround shot off the glass. It won't fall. And to pull down the rebound is Camden Dollinghouse. Long down court pass to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Oh, he had Robert Gravatt there for a minute. Decides to hold things up. Top of the key, it comes to Hayden Gravatt. Hayden Gravatt to the right side to Camden Dollinghouse. Near side, Kaysen Dollinghouse. The twin brothers passing the ball around. Kaysen driving layup, can't get it. Rebound Jaguars. Spin in the middle of the paint to the left side. Chase Luther. Down deep in the corner, baseline, that's Hurd with the ball. Now to Chase Luther, guarded by Camden Dollinghouse, inside to Martin. Martin working against Robert Gravatt. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Robert Gravatt. They'll put Martin to the line. He'll be shooting two shots.
That'll be Robert's second, the fourth team foul, the fourth period on Johnson Brock.
The clock down to 1:46 to play. A couple of players getting ready to check in one last time here for Austin Meyer, John. I think that's all part of bringing him out one at a time in a little bit. Andre Martin at the line to shoot two. The free throw is up. It's good. He got it. He's got six now in the ball game. It's 56-42. The lead is 14. with a minute 46 to go. We're going to have a timeout taken by Johnson Brock. So we'll take a timeout also. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're enjoying live coverage of Johnson Brock State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, John Nixon, it certainly appears that the Johnson Brock Eagles are on their way to a three-peat here. They have back-to-back state championships with a minute 46 to go. They're up by 14, 56-42. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse with his original five starters back out here on the floor. He wants to run another minute or so off the clock, and then we're going to start seeing some kids getting into the state tournament championship, I think. At the line, Andre Martin to shoot two.
One more.
Yeah, he's already shot one. He's got the second one coming. Andre Martin, second free throw. It's on the way. It's up, and it is short, and the rebound to Garrison Bowie. Bowie comes down with it. He got hammered. Bowie will be fouled.
That's Kate. They're shooting. No, they're not.
Okay. So Kaysen Dollinghouse is going to inbound this thing. This group of seniors lining up here for one last time. Inbound the ball comes into Camden Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse gets it up court to Meyer. Meyer to Kaysen. All alone, Garrison Bowie under the bucket. Up and good. Oh, you love to see that, don't you?
Don't miss it, whatever you do.
Yeah, whatever you do. What's it, 58-42. Here's a long three. That's up and good. Nice three by Tom Schock. His second three of the morning. 58-45. The lead is 13. Boy, Camden Dollinghouse got bugged under there. Flips it back out to his twin brother, Kaysen. Is back up to Camden again. Camden in the paint. Goes in for a driving layup. He got stripped of the ball. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. We're down to 1:09 to go.
12. That'll be Carson Hurd, his second, and team foul number four.
At the free throw line, perhaps for the last time in his high school career at Johnson Brock, is Camden Dollinghouse. Camden has made 8 out of 10. Make that now 9 out of 11 from the free throw line this morning. And he has 19 points. This would be a nice round number 20 if he could drop this one in. Shot is on the way. Up and good. 20 points for Camden Dollinghouse in his final game of his career at Johnson Brock. 60-45. The lead is 15 with a minute 7. A long three up and off. No good. Oh, the ball got away off the fingertips of Austin Meyer. Now, Robert Gravatt in. Okay, they're waving the white flag for Howell's Dodge. Here come the subs. Isaac Meyer into the lineup. Ethan Prusha into the contest. Also in is Cooper Krackemeyer. Try and pick them all up as they come in. Getting ready to check in for Johnson Brock. Quentin Behrens is up off the bench. Gage Rasmussen off the bench. These kids are going to be the core of next year's basketball team. Big standing ovation right now as the Dollinghouse brothers and Austin Meyer leave the floor. Those seniors, Garrison Bowie, getting a huge round of applause, a standing ovation from this gigantic Johnson Brock crowd. Look at all the people here from Johnson. And they're being entertained to a three-peat state championship. Top of the key with the ball right side is Sofel. This is Noah Sofel. Sofel out to the corner to Krackemeyer. Krackemeyer in the paint, forces up a shot, doesn't get it, but a whistle and a foul, and Krackemeyer will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots here for the Jaguars. Just 54 seconds to go in this one. Stay tuned for our postgame show. Give you a rundown of all the individual scoring. Cooper Krackemeyer at the line. Free throw is up, in and out. He'll get another attempt.
For the three games of the state tournament, Johnson Brock is 30 of 36 at the free throw line.
Wow, that's some shooting. Cooper Krackemeyer, chance to get in the scorebook. He did. It's up and good. Krackemeyer put her down.
makes it 60-46. The lead is 14. Under a minute to play. 49 seconds to go into forecourt. Hayden Gravatt with the basketball. Gravatt gives it to Quentin Behrens. Lob pass. Rasmussen on the left side. Gage Rasmussen across court pass. Robert Gravatt. Robert Gravatt goes inside. There's a little floater that's up and off. No good by Grady Behrens. Follow shot. Putback won't go, but a whistle and a foul. I think the shot was put up by Quentin Behrens, and that's going to put Quentin Behrens at the line. The 5'10 sophomore with a chance to get in the scorebook in the championship game here, John.
Isaac Meyer with the foul for the Jaguars.
Quentin Behrens shooting two. The first one is up. Oh, got the back of the iron rimmed off and couldn't fall. He'll get another attempt. Again, stay with us for the postgame show. We want you to stay and be here when we share all the numbers. Quentin Behrens, shot is up. Got it. It's in. Quentin Behrens got a point. He's in the scorebook. Love to watch that stuff. 30 seconds to go. Shot clock virtually even right now with the game clock. Into forecourt for the Jaguars is Isaac Meyer. Meyer being guarded closely by Hayden Gravatt. Shot is up, off, safe from going out of bounds, and here comes some more subs. Tate Holley's going to get into the ball game. Who else we got getting in here?
Justin Meyer.
Oliver Everett's coming in. Deacon Burnett is into the lineup. That means that everybody in uniform for Johnson Brock is going to see action in this morning's state championship ball game. Checking in, Isaac Sobel, a sophomore, gets in now for the Howells Dodge Jaguars. Every player suited up is now seeing action in the state championship. 17 seconds left in the ball game. Johnson Brock will win it all for the third year in a row. In the paint, no chance for the shot to be put up by Meyer. Kicks it back out here on the wing. Krakemeyer, ball is loose, safe from going out of bounds. Now they're going to say no. Stepping on the baseline as he fielded that ball down there was Oliver Everett. Oliver Everett, a freshman. Deacon Burnett, a freshman. What a thrill for these freshmen. Be on the floor where the big dogs play here at the University of Nebraska. Pinnacle Bank Arena, March 15th, 2025. These freshmen won't forget this date for a long time, Doug.
There's nobody on the bench for Johnson Brock.
The players are all down here ready to celebrate. They're going to rush their teammates here as the time. Look, there it is in the ball game. Your final score, the Johnson Brock Eagles 61 and Howells Dodge 46. The Johnson Brock Eagles are your 2025 D1 state champions for the third year in a row, a three-peat for your Johnson Brock Eagles. And, John, our congratulations to Lucas Dollinghouse and his team on just an outstanding season. They're going to finish the year 29-1, and they have won 65 out of their last 66 ball games en route to this three-peat. John, it just doesn't get. Back and run down all the numbers. We'll let you know how your favorite player did after this 2 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, Fast Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, Fast Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, Fast Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions to our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Global presence with small-town spirit.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute revealed CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena here in downtown Lincoln, where your Johnson Brock Eagles have just completed the three-peat. They have defeated Howells Dodge 61-46 for their third straight state championship here in the tournament. Let's take a look now at the individual numbers in the ball game. First of all, for the Jaguars, they were led this morning by Hunter Luther with 10 points in the ball game. Carson Hurd added 9, 8 for Dane Meyer, 6 each for Chase Luther, Nason Tomschak, and Andre Martin, and adding a single point was Cooper Krackemeyer for their total of 46. Free throw shooting, Howell Dodge hit 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. For your Johnson Brock Eagles, leading the way, Camden Dollinghouse, 20 points in the ballgame. Also in double figures, Kaysen Dollinghouse with 14. Right behind was Brody Kaler. He had 13 points in the ballgame. 6 for Austin Meyer. Adding 5 was Garrison Bowie. 2 points for Robert Gravatt and a single point there at the end by Quentin Behrens for their total of 61. Free throw shooting, Johnson Brock hit 14 out of 18 from the free throw line. The score by quarters. Johnson Brock led by 4 after one period, 17-13. They were up by 6 at halftime, 30-24, had increased the lead to 8 at the end of the third quarter, 40-32, and then went on to the big win, 61-46, a 15-point victory for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Austin Meyer, Camden Dollinghouse, Kaysen Dollinghouse, Garrison Bowie, 4 seniors. What a way for them to go out here this morning as state champions. John, you've got some numbers for us.
Look at some of the numbers. Big in the ballgame. Turnovers, 15 turnovers by Howells Dodge in the ballgame, just 7 for Johnson Brock. And Johnson Brock had 11 steals in the ballgame to account for those 15 turnovers they had. 3 block shots for Johnson Brock, and the Eagles out-rebound the Jaguars 28-24, but points in the paint, another big advantage for Johnson Brock, 26-14 in this ballgame. The Brock kids, 82-5 over the past three seasons now. Camden Dollinghouse finishes with just over 1,500 points in his career. He set a new school record for most free throws in a season. It was 132 before that. Now today he made, what, a whole bunch again? Wherever it was, he made 10 today. So quite a point there. He set the school record for career free throws with 394 going into today. Brody Kaler has a new school record for most field goals in the season with 195. Had a new school record, most two-point field goals in the season, 165. And Austin Meyer continues that record of offensive rebounds in the season with 113. That's a new record. And he has the record for most rebounds in the season now with 270.
John, as you were sharing those numbers, I was watching Coach Lucas Dollinghouse presenting the state championship medals to his twin sons here. You know, Coach Dollinghouse said something in your pregame interview that stuck in my mind. He said, you know, it's almost like a movie. Well, it is like a movie. You couldn't write a script any better than this. Going back to third and fourth grade, hauling these kids off to their club basketball games on your weekends, and then having the whole thing culminate with a three-peat, three back-to-back-to-back state championships for these kids. I think you said 82-5 over the last
3 years. There just aren't many programs that can ever accomplish those kind of numbers. And you wonder if Johnson Brock can ever do that again. I mean, 82-5 in 3 years, three back-to-back state championships. The bar is set pretty high at Johnson Brock in the record book right now.
It's set pretty high, but you never say never. You know that.
That's for sure. They've now received their trophy, posing for a picture or two here for their parents as they head off down the hallway. John, I'm tired.
Yeah. 9 o'clock basketball's fine maybe once a year.
What a great way to wrap up our season of coverage. We began way back the first week of December at the Mount City Invitational Tournament. A lot of miles, a lot of basketball in between there, a lot of weather in between there this year. We've had some dandies out there, but I can't think of a better way to wrap up another season of high school basketball coverage here on Sunny 101.3 on KTNC, the MSC Radio Network. The neat thing that we've added that was new this year was the mobile app, John. I've had so many of my friends have downloaded that onto their phone, and they tell me how much they like being able to be just two clicks away from instantly having our coverage on their phone. And, John, I'm wrapping up year number 53. You're not far behind, and I'll tell you, the technology that we've seen over the years, thinking back to the hardwired phone lines with the rotary dial phone.
Yeah.
I actually started with a rotary dial phone 50 years ago.
In a little black case.
Yeah, every year it seems like something new comes along. This year it's the MSC mobile app. I just shake my head and marvel at how far we've come in all these years.
Yeah, it's been quite a change. We used to run our own phone line and tap into the phone box over on the side of the stage and things at Johnson Brock. I remember that years ago.
Again, we want to thank all of our sponsors, not just the Johnson Brock sponsors up and down Main Street, but all of the folks that team up to make these broadcasts possible here on Sunny 101.3. You've heard me say it before, and John, I know you agree. Without their support, these broadcasts just aren't possible.
Nope.
So please, please, folks, let those folks know you're listening. Tell them thank you for supporting high school sports, basketball, football, here on Sunny 101.3.
And be sure to support them.
Yeah, and if the folks listening at home, John, had half as much fun listening this season as I've had being out here with you again, well, we've had an awfully good time, that's for sure.
We certainly have. It's been a great day and a great weekend. We brought three teams up here this year. Two state championships, that's pretty good percentage.
We thank our sponsors. John, I want to say thanks to Justin Fluke and all of his partners down at Kansaland Radio, the MSC Radio Network, for the opportunity to be back again this year and the opportunity to do something I love so much for so long. Just a great time.
Yeah, super, Tim. Super time. And if you like basketball, tune in to all of our other radio stations because we've got a bunch of championship basketball coming your way today all over the MSC Radio Network.
With that, I guess we will tell you that just about wraps her up for our basketball coverage here from the state tournament and for the season. For Kurt Kilman, our producer engineer, and for John Nixon, I'm Randy Gatula, leaving you with the final score here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, the Johnson Brock Eagles 61, the Howells Dodge Jaguars 46. The Johnson Brock Eagles, your 2025 D1 state champions. Our congratulations. Have a great day, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.